Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA.
Here's an interesting comment that just came in. And my boyfriend's ex had a pair of zipper front panties. And he accidentally zipped her clitoris up in the morning.
Jesus.
God damn, man.
And you got to pull that out and then zip up.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, someone else commented, hey, man, I go commando all the time. I used to zip a part of the shaft in the zipper. It sucks, right? And I mean, it's just a weird pain, but then you still have to unzip it. So I can understand with this whole zip
that's
front.
That's where you got to be careful.
How'd you get the Frank over the beans?
You can't just rip it open like a jacket when it's stuck.
No, man. Well, you do it, right? Because you're zipping up your pants the way you always do. Just one quick motion and then... Like, you can feel the friction, it slows down, you realize what's happened, the pain kicks in, you cannot believe you're in this situation, because in your mind, it's the thing you're always most careful of, and here's the moment that you weren't, right? So, but then you gotta unzip it, there's nothing else you can do, so it's like pulling off an old bandage, you just have to take that deep breath and...
That's why button flies sometimes aren't the worst.
If you're wearing underwear, they suck, if you're not, they're great.
I think with button flies, I just forget that I'm wearing them.
I always forget until I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you feel weird when you try to unzip a button fly.
Well, yeah, you do.
What is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Janice. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so probably about 4 years ago was when I first started dating my boyfriend. And we just got back from going camping, so all of my clothes and everything were in the back of his truck. And my brother's truck actually just broke down, so my parents went down there to go ahead and try to see what the problem was. But no one was able to figure it out, so my boyfriend went down there, and he brought a couple of his buddies with. And he figured out what it was, so he went to go grab some of his tools from the back, and when he did, he accidentally grabbed a pair of my underwear. And they fell out on the ground, and the look on my dad's face while all of his friends just stood there cheering him on, my dad wanted to kill him.
Or you...
No, him.
Yeah, he was more disappointed because my clothes were in there. But then just actually 2 weeks ago on my dad's birthday as well, I had laundry in the back of my car, and my dad went to go open it because he wanted to go grab a sweatshirt. And when he reached into the pocket, he also pulled out a pair of my underwear then as well. So, like, it's just been a really embarrassing situation with my dad and all that.
Sounds like it, yeah.
What do you think he thinks of you? Like, oh, that's some weird my daughter.
My little girl.
Well, with how I've actually just, because I'm honestly more the wild one of his children, so I guess he can understand it, but like, when I was like 15 or 16 at the time, when that first happened with my boyfriend, like, he was pretty pissed.
because you're 15 or 16, and he's your dad. It's just going to happen.
Like, come on, couldn't you wait a few years here?
Listen, man, here's the thing, because guys are the same, and every guy pretty much agrees with this. Doesn't matter where you're from, guys are roughly the same, certainly in that teen age group. So whatever dude comes home with your daughter, they're going to probably respectful to you and say something that means nothing to you, like, you know what, I think she's very smart. I believe that you do. I think she's very pretty. Uh-huh, I know that. Very kind, she may smell. All that's great, but I know your end game. That's the problem.
That's it.
Look, I know you respect her. It's not that, but I know why you're here, bro.
And by saying that, you're making it worse.
You're making it worse, because
I know what you're real.
I know why you're here. You don't have to do all the pleasantries.
The same reason I'm here, on this planet.
Right, the same reason I'm here, you're here, the entire goddamn human race is here for one reason, including you.
Any animal on this planet.
So don't sell me the goods.
What is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA. However, a fun fact, we are the only animal on this planet that wears underwear.
Yeah, very true.
No one else does, I just let it hang out.
We voluntarily wear underwear. Every once in a while, if some dog has a weird surgery and they're in underwear, and you can't help but stare. People think it's funny to put monkeys, but
I guess if you have a pot-bellied pig, some people put them in panties or a diaper.
What?
Well, they don't poop all over the house.
Oh, diapers.
Yeah, diapers.
Okay, no.
Listen. I put a diaper on a dog once.
That's different than panties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is your pig in panties? You know.
Same reason as wearing lipstick.
Right. Hello. Oh, let's hang on there. Hello. Garrett, welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right,
good afternoon.
Good morning.
So, my story goes, this was about 6-7 years ago when I was in high school. It was my senior year. It was during summer, and I was going to the weightlifting program for football. And my mom, she worked about 7 blocks from the high school, so I would get dropped off after work, and I'd walk. And that morning, I took one too many scoops of pre-workout. And I'm making my way through the downtown, and I'm about halfway there, and all of a sudden, my stomach just drops. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, am I going to make it? I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to make it, you know? I get another block down. I'm halfway through the street. And I just dropped trout right there in the middle of the freaking street and just let her loose. And it just, the majority of it went right into my underwear, down my leg, everything.
No way.
It was terrible.
Is this a populated street, like people driving and walking by?
Well, it was about 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
But there was no cars around that I had seen, at least, you know?
All right.
But feeling...
Oh, yeah, it was awful. Extra scoop of pre-workout did not do me any...
Well, it's basically protein, man. You're just getting whey protein, which is going to give you the runs every time, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of bad stories about too much pre-workout stuff.
Specifically pooping and all that.
Pooping or just your, like,
jittery?
Jittery.
Okay. I can handle being jittery.
There's nothing worse than knowing that you've done that.
But what about, like, the moments, the unexpected, I don't know, you pick up something heavier than you thought it would be or whatever, and, like, there's slippage. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people would lift weights or when, like, we were in elementary school, there was a point where, for whatever kind of test you had to do, see how many sit-ups you could do, but you had to hold the legs.
Presidential fitness test.
That's exactly it, right? And...
Never passed it.
They really?
Pull-ups. That was the one that was...
Yeah, there was no chance my short, fat ass was going to do a pull-up.
But the kids start farting when they're doing the sit-ups, right? And
They
would... It's just, but almost said his name. I was back in Rochester. I would not say his name. But I'm holding his legs, and he's doing the... And we're both kind of laughing, because he's farting each time. Like, got to stop. But it went...
That's when you know.
Oh, yeah. There was and just the look on his face... The sit-ups ended. I always remember he stopped at 14. Here's a guy, he can pop out like 40 of them, whatever. Stopped at 14, and he just had this mortified look on his face. And I'm like, I can't help you, but I'm done holding your legs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was there was a guy who was knocked out in a football game. And the football game, guy played for the other team. He had guy went across the middle of the field. I don't know if he was playing cornerback, linebacker, safety, whatever. And he came and he hit this guy.
Right.
And it didn't look like too much. You know what I mean? But he obviously took a knee to the head or something. And he's down. So, you know, like, it's kind of like a couple of his friends are talking to him. I kind of walk over, look at the guy. He seems out of it, you know what I mean? But he's not real out of it because his eyes are still open.
Right.
So when your eyes are open and he's on his side... So they rolled him over on his back, which they shouldn't ever. Now you know, you don't do that. But anyway, when they rolled him over, they could see that he was not there. Like, he was gone.
Okay.
He knocked himself out completely. And then he crapped himself. And I don't know if you know anything about, like, when you really knock yourself, like, all your body's just...
Yeah, it just stops.
Your body just doesn't function properly anymore. And he crapped himself. And the guy called, like, come on, come on. He just crapped himself, you know what I mean? And they brought the gurney out, man. And
full of poop.
It was scary as hell because I didn't know that could happen at the time. So I didn't understand. Like, I mean, like, he like literally knocked crap out. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, but it was himself. He was the one who did the hit. But as soon as he was concussed and as soon as he was completely knocked out, his body just, you know, he peed himself, he pooped himself, the whole deal.
You can pee yourself, pooping yourself.
Well, you don't have control of your body functions, I don't think.
How many times do you think, percentage-wise, in the NFL? Because you'll see these guys get laid out, they got to get a stretcher. I mean, like, how many of those guys that they're taking off and they give the thumbs up to the crowd are also like, I need to wipe my ass, fellas?
I don't know. I just, I Never seen that before. I mean, I've seen people get concussed and everything, but yes. When you're completely, I've only seen one person completely knocked out.
Did they poop themselves?
That was the guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. That was the only time. What is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA.
And nowadays, I feel like if a guy got hit that hard in the NFL and he did poop himself, somebody would know.
Oh, sure. It'd be tweeted about. Hashtag
yeah, what's his
S-pays.
Name down in Jacksonville?
Well, trust me, man. There's more
Ramsey.
Ramsey. Yeah. Ramsey would be like, oh, yeah, we were playing. He pooped himself.
I'd ass out his ass.
Those tents on the side of the sidelines, man, are more than just for going in and taking a pee into a 5-gallon bucket. Trust me.
Hello, Basil. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I'm in the Navy, right? And we were underway. When you get underway, you know, there's lots of germs going around. So we get gastro. We call it double dragon, where you're throwing up and coming out both ends at the same time. Well, we had this guy. He got it, and he went in his underwear, just messed him up real bad. And he didn't want anybody to find out, I guess. So he decided to try to flush him down the toilet.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it clogs the toilet, so the HTs come and snake the underwear out. And it's his boot camp underwear, so they still have his name stenciled on the elastic band. So we decide, you know, we want to be nice and give him back to him. So we take him and lay him across his pillow, you know, nice and neat for him to put away later.
Mm-mm-mm. He didn't think, so they actually write your, do they put your name on the inside of your underwear, or are you asked to put your name on the inside of the underwear?
We put our name in the underwear. They give us a stencil with a, like a marker, and you just put the stencil on your underwear and stencil your name and the last four of your social security number on there, so everybody knows who your underwear are when they're passing it out at the after laundry day.
Ah, okay.
All everybody just throws their stuff in. All right.
All right. Now that makes sense. I'm like, man, oh man, this seems intrusive.
Either that or there's an underwear thief in the Navy.
The last four digits of your social. And what's the name of your first teacher?
Well, I mean, you got to figure somebody like me, Smith. Probably a few Smiths in that boot camp.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That is a weird thing that you probably never think, join the military.
Yeah, stencil write my
name. Stencil my name on my underwear.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out why, but that makes sense, right? God damn, man.
Yep. If you, when in college, of course, you never have any opportunity to wash your clothes.
Sure.
Laundromat sucks. I would take stuff to the facilities building. They have these mesh bags, just like you were saying, it has your name on it. Mm-hmm. It's got a thing zip. I just threw as many clothes in there and like turned it in, but like I'd have like my regular clothes in there, which I was not supposed to do.
So wait, you put that in the middle and put everything else on the perimeter?
Put my grays around it, you know what I mean? Like, here, do four pairs of socks for me. Here, do some underwear.
Thank
like
you.
It's easier with sports too, right? Because it's got none of your name, but like the stuff has your number on it.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's gonna be like, who's number 56?
Right.
It's LTs, dude.
Exactly. Our question, what is the underwear story? We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Trick and Tilts with the shout of the day. Ask the Men's Room is back. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
our question, what is the underwear story? And a few of your emails. Turkey Bowl 2017. Buddy ran a deep route. I threw the ball to him, and he led him enough to where he had to make a diving catch. Hand stretched out. He caught the ball, brought it into his belly, landed on the ball pretty hard, but maintained control. He stood up and told us he'd be right back. We walked over to the coolers and grabbed a timeout beer. We also observed our buddy awkwardly jog over to the backstop of the baseball field right across from us. He takes his sweats off, followed by his underwear. Pretty sure we saw some wiping of some sort. He put his sweats back on, threw his underwear away, jogs back over, and chugs a beer. After chugging the beer, he says to us, "Sorry, fellas, I asked myself on that catch." Greatest catch in Turkey Bowl history.
Dude, having to poop when you're playing football, like, that's a lot of stuff to take off. But hands down, the worst is if you're ever boxing and you're all taped up. But you kind of get your hands. It took a while.
5 years ago, at a family friend's birthday party for their 4 or 5 year old kid, after a few hours of eating cake, drinking soda, basically consuming enough sugar to turn anyone diabetic, we left. And as we're heading home, I got the worst pain in my lower region that let me know I had to find a bathroom right now. So we pulled into Haggins so I could take care of business. When I got to the bathroom, I realized more than one of the farts I had was not. Unfortunately, my underwear could not be salvaged, so I threw them away, but these were special underwear. My wife bought them for me as a joke because of my fandom for superhero and Star Wars movies. They were Batman underwear, and they were kind of a gross cross between a tighty-whitey and a boxer. Silky soft, too. All I could think was that if anyone finds these, they're going to feel bad for that special guy that soiled his Batman undies and was probably heartbroken. Guys, my wife always tried to give me a wedgie with my boxer brief, so one time I decided to give one to her. And she wears Victoria's Secret thongs. Well, needless to say, I proceed to give her an atomic wedgie, and after the thong goes up, they rip. She was pissed, to say the least, because everything hurts. And those were some pretty expensive underwear. Guys, my ex is a logger, and he has his own log truck, and every year he enters it in the log show in Buckley in the parade, where the entire town gets hammered and does redneck stuff involving alcohol, chainsaws, hatchets the entire weekend. Well, my ex always had his logging truck in the parade that kicked off the drunken weekend, and he usually won a trophy for either the best log truck or the best load of logs. Well, our daughter rode in the truck with him during the parade, so I would stand on the side of the sidewalk and record the parade for them every single year. One year, as I'm recording them during the parade, I noticed people laughing at his truck when it goes by. They pass me, and to my horror, I see that my ex has nailed my Double D cheetah print bra on the back of his load of logs and has stuffed them full of newspapers. That load of logs was with my cheetah bra set on display right on Highway 410 with a ribbon for second best load the entire drunken weekend.
Very nice.
That from the lovely Claire. Do we have any comments?
This one I like. It says, I once went to Mexico. I must have been about 12. And as the baggage carousel started to come around, when we landed, I started to see one pair, and then another pair, then three and four pairs, all of my little girl granny panties, because my luggage had popped open somehow as it went down the carousel. So at age 12, and totally embarrassed, I had to go around and pick up all of my big white panties while everybody stared at me.
I will say, a great trick, and you need to know these people, but if they're going to get married and then legit go on a honeymoon like the next day, sneak into their room and take all their underwear. You know what? Not the bride. Just do it to your buddy.
Oh, look at you. Give a shout out to my son, Tyler Mack. Tyler Mack, pronounced Knuckle Dragger. His birthday is today. We're both avid listeners. How about an owl hitting the window, followed by a Sarah Palin and a Suck It Up Cupcake? Thanks, guys. That from GMAC, assistant to the Secretary Treasurer of the Ted Smith Fan Club, South Central Chandler, Arizona chapter.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Guys, it's my homie employee Brian's birthday. We're screen printers, and he is in the shop kicking ass and listening to your show 5 days a week. He's a dope artist, musician, general, all-around good guy, and happy, talented dude. How about a fish sandwich and the dirty German saying, I want to concuss you? Sincerely from Rob.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, to concuss you, I must bang your head.
Yeah, I can concuss you anytime you want, up or down.
Guys, today's my boyfriend Thomas's 23rd. Absolute blessing. I couldn't be happier by his side. Through the highs and lows, I love you, babe. I would love to give you a huge bong hit with the dirty Germans talking about Boeing people working on planes. Love the show, guys. You're killing it. That from the girlfriend, Shell.
Yeah, I don't care much for the planes, but I do like a good landing strip. And I would like Boeing better if it was just Boeing.
Yes, I love these employees at Boeing. My favorite part is how you design these planes that are all white and look like my penis. Says I'm flying a 7... Yeah, it's a 737.
Yeah, no, you call it Dreamliner.
Oh, yeah.
That's our competition.
No, Dreamliner's not.
Oh, yeah, that's Boeing, man.
All right.
See, we're German. We know what good products is. It's Boeing.
Yeah.
That's a European crap.
Guys, it's my 27th birthday today. I was wondering if you could help me make a great day. If you guys could have some dirty Germans talking about car parts. Thanks, guys. That from Nick P.
Yeah, first of all, I like anyone named Nick P, but that's a situation I ever want to be in.
Yes, I think
trimming accident.
I think one of the best parts about cars is probably also its nuts and bolts. It's on the tires.
Charles, I listen to you guys every day. Always admire the weird looks I get laughing to myself in a store, walking down the street, blocking out the rest of the world, screaming ill-mannered children. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Gets me through the day. Anywho, today's my 29th trip around the sun, and I'd like to request a barbershop fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. That from Robin with a Y.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon.
Oh, I didn't even ask for that, did I? Hola, Macholes. Today's my husband, Guy's 43rd trip around the sun. Hey, man, give it to him. Give it to him. Good.
Yes, I think we missed your birthday a while ago, but I'm always willing to give you an extra tip.
Just today, my husband Guy is 43 years old. I'd love to get him a What Is That, Bro? A Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans. You choose the topic. They keep on rocking. You guys are awesome. That from Angie.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, tonight for your birthday, we will play Poke the Cyclops in the Eye.
Yes, Cyclops 6 is the best. It has 8 tentacles. So I only have 1.
Cyclops has 1 eye.
It doesn't have 8 tentacles?
Cyclops? No, man, it's like a dude, a big dude with 1 eyeball in the middle of his head.
Ah,
what are, the
I'm
hell
thinking,
are you thinking
of squids. Or octopus. Cyclops sounds like an animal that lives in the sea.
Cyclops the puss.
Ooh, wow. She was a real...
Guys, it's my dad Josh's 45th birthday. Please give him a barbershop fish sandwich. That from Thane.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Guys, please wish my girl, Cherry Lee, a happy birthday. Give him some nasty Germans. I love you, kidding. That from Martin.
Yeah, tonight you will have sex with a centaur. I am half man, half horse penis.
Yeah, Cherry Lee. It's like this name. It's just easy pie jokes, but also just make sure you dance on the hoods of the car.
Is that a warrant joke?
Sit down right. So I did not know this warrant band too much, but I remember that video as a young German boy.
Yeah.
The cherry pie, yeah.
So, yeah. So I also remember this hot for teacher.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Gentlemen and women, on this day of my 45th celestial rotation, I will not be sipping drinks on a tropical beach like I wanted, but rather sitting in traffic on the homework commute. Thankfully, I'll have you fine folks on the radio and some Reds chilling in the fridge at home to make it a great day. I was hoping to hear a Suck It Up Cupcake and maybe our Disney friends telling us about their favorite South of the Border adventure. You guys are great. Thanks. That from Jamie.
So, Suck It Up Cupcake!
Well, gosh, my favorite South of the Border adventure is when Minnie showed me South of the Border.
You know, mixing is some freaky stuff. So I go down to Brazil for Carnival, and so it was a real secret adventure. Wasn't expecting that one, but she was cute.
Don't worry about it, Mick. I went to jail because they caught me watching the Puppy Bowl.
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Birthday.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oh, man. I said, Nick almost got arrested with the original Ronaldo.
I thought you were going to tell me you found a penis.
Yeah, that's what Ronaldo got arrested for.
Oh, no way. Oh, bummer.
Oh, diggity dog.
Guys, in the summer 1979, I was a senior in high school working at a fish cannery in Alaska. This is a very remote fishing village in Bristol Bay. You only had been on the air for a few years, and I didn't have a phone to call in. I drove a forklift for the cannery. A few times a week, I'd have to load supplies into the drive in the freezer. This one day, I drove in and noticed this large black bag on the floor. I had seen it earlier, and I decided to, what the hell, see what's inside. It was just laying where it was. So I unzipped it and found a dead guy.
Oh, jeez.
Story was, he was a fisherman who got drunk and fell off his boat. They found him in the morning with his arms wrapped around the piling. So they stuffed him in a body bag and called for the state troopers. Might take a couple days, so they stored him in a freezer. Now I know what a body bag is.
That from Lawman Mitch.
Surprise, surprise.
As far as, let's see, I still remember back in the mid-80s, my first ex-wife and I-to-be, and I got busy in a confessional booth at a Catholic church.
Damn.
It was after midnight, and no one was around when we went in. However, upon exiting the booth together, we walked right past an older gentleman who was perusing the information board pamphlet rack, which was right next to the room we just left. The stunned look on his face was priceless. Keep on rocking, guys.
Bless me, Father. I'm about to sin.
Still to come, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Well, Stephen Swell Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All three of the stories suck in their own unique way, but it's up to us to determine which of the three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Now, generally, they do suck in their own unique way. Today, all three contestants very, very, very similar. You'll discover the theme, and as always... We have three. We have our good friend Jussie Smollett, the actor from Empire in Chicago. You know his story. He's here today. He'll be competing with a gay rights activist named Nikki Jolie. Well, you'll find a very similar thing happen. And then a woman whose name they're not mentioning, she was kind of an unwitting accomplice of Jacob Wohl, who you may or may not know, but he's kind of one of these online trolls. But let's get to it. Let's start with Jussie Smollett. You've probably heard by now that weeks after Jussie Smollett reported being assaulted and a potential hate crime, the Empire actor has been released on bail after police questioned him for orchestrating the attack. Chicago Police Intendant Eddie Jackson said Smollett faked the incident, paid two brothers, which you can take either way, $3,500 to join what Jesse sold as a publicity stunt. And it was, of course, staged by Jussie because he was apparently dissatisfied with the salary. Who the hell knows? But here's the deal. This is the quote from Police Superintendent Eddie Jackson. I think he sums it up well. It says, Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How can someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol, see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in the city in the face by making these false claims? Which a lot of people called, you know, when it first started out. Let's see, the arrest represents something of a surreal twist in the story. You remember late last month, Chicago police had revealed that Smollett had reported being assaulted in a possible hate crime. The actor, who's black and gay, said the two individuals had accosted him with racist and homophobic slurs, beaten him, placed a rope around his neck, dumped bleach on him, all this before leaving. All absolute BS. All right. Now, let's go to Detroit, where someone by the name of Nikki Jolie Jackson. Their home burned down in 2017. And some thought that the fire was a hate crime against a transgendered gay rights activist who fought for a local anti-discrimination ordinance, right? So the gay rights activist, their house burns down, people assume it's a hate crime. But now, instead of a victim, the 54-year-old is accused of being the perpetrator. Quote, real hate crimes are on the rise, but as these crimes increase and become publicized, it's not surprising to me, this is according to an associate professor, that people will take the opportunity to use this to their advantage to fabricate crimes. Now, authorities accused Jolie of setting fire to his own home and killing his pets, which are two dogs and three cats.
Jesus.
He'd been charged with first-degree arson. Initially, some in the community perceived the blaze to be a hate crime. Investigators considered that, too. And keep in mind, that's what they were promoting. In the end, it was not a hate crime. They did this themselves and killed their own pets in the house. And now, let's go to an unnamed woman. She's at the center of basically a Trump supporter under Jacob Wohl's bogus rape claims against Robert Mueller. You might remember that a couple of months ago. This claim kind of came up, and then it quickly went away because it proved to be false. But according to her, she says that this guy, Wohl, he posed as someone else and initially said he wanted to help her deal with some individuals whom she claimed the state owed her money, et cetera, et cetera. In the end, he had her sign this affidavit. She didn't realize that the affidavit basically was claiming that Robert Mueller had raped her. Wohl set up a press conference, and when she realized what it was about, she had to fight not to go to the press conference. She finally sat down to do an interview to get her name clean and say, look, man, I didn't even know that's what I would be saying. So there you go, the false claim. So we have Jussie Smollett in Chicago, the Empire Act. We've heard a lot of that. We have the gay rights activists set fire to their own home, claimed it as a hate crime. And then the woman, well, I guess I'll put this on, what's his face, Jacob Wool. But the woman, kind of involuntarily making a false rape accusation against Robert Mueller.
Okay. I'm going to say the gay rights activist who set fire to his own home in order to fake the hate crime against him sucks the least. And the reason, or sucks the most. And the reason is because the dogs and the animals were killed in the fire. Not only that, but at least the insurance company didn't have to. Basically, the guy killed his own animals and burned his house down. He's not going to get insurance or any of that stuff.
Well, sure. And go to jail.
That's good, but he still sucks the most. Sucks the least. I'm going to have to go Jussie Smollett.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
Really?
I'm going to say he sucks the most. Just because he is a star and it was such a major story.
Right,
and it just
caused
such a divide for like a week or two. Like, I just
I agree
like,
with that.
So I think he sucks. Now, granted, the other guy, the gay rights guy, did kill his dogs.
Mm-hmm. And cats.
And cats. I mean, they're both insane.
But solutions.
But Smollett just has such a high profile. And like, you're talking about for what? To get a raise at work? Like, man, that just sets... It just sets stuff back
so far. It sets things, and as a black guy, you're like, come on, man. You don't need help pretending that people hate your guts, right? What I really didn't like about it, even took the time to say they're wearing MAGA hats, right? So you try to hit every charged up thing, and you're not even telling the goddamn truth.
I'll say the woman sucks the least simply because she didn't.
Well, it's not so much about her, it's about Jacob Wool, but I still agree the situation sucks the least because it was so thin. Everyone in the FBI is like, I don't know if you met Robert Mueller. That is.
And they found out quickly. Well, that Jussie Smollett thing was like dividing people, families.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
And absolutely, man.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, he sucks the most. But the gay activist is pretty bad. And those dogs and cats probably think he sucks the most.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, Michael says, too close to call. I guess the lady that cried rape with Robert Mueller sucks the least. Craig says, ugh, I guess if she was legitimately tricked, she'd be the least of the crappy group. So a lot of people are saying that that is the story that sucks the least as far as Facebook goes.
Sure, I mean, I'm right there with you. I hear you. Like, ugh.
Leslie says all these people should be shot. Samantha agrees. Robert Mueller, the third one. Women that cry, rape, and lie about it are disgusting. I don't think that she knew that going.
That's the thing. She did not know.
She got tricked.
This is Jacob Wool. This is the guy behind it tricked her into signing. She never said it out loud. He tricked her into signing something that they then presented.
I think Twitter just banned him.
They did.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. The debate continues on Who Sucks Less. Still to come, if you didn't need one, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of profile is coming up, and yes, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash at STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. And as we are only 7 shows away from 3,000, we figured we'd lump a bunch of these together. Common theme on some of these Ask the Men's Room questions. And this one comes from Austin. Subject Ask the Men's Room.
As a person or the city?
I'm sure he's a 19-year-old kid.
Ah, okay.
Or 21. Do you guys really think they are throwing you guys a party for show 3,000 like you were saying? There's a common theme.
We don't know. I was harassed. I don't want to say harassed. Over the weekend, I'm at a big beer event, met many, many listeners, and almost every single one said, hey, man, what are you guys doing for show 3,000? And I said, you know what, man? I have no effing idea.
We'll let you know as soon as we know, Austin. All right, here's another one, same idea. And this one comes from Rod, and I think I know this guy. Have you guys figured out where the Show 3000 party will be, and will Men's Room Black be available? I don't know about the black. If you can find the black, pick it up. It's going to be good for a while, but it was a limited release beer. So I'm not so sure that anybody will still have a keg laying around or not. If we figure out
okay,
a place.
But we can always ask.
We can always call Elysian and Joe and find out if they got a keg laying around.
Well, the other quarters are going to be mine. Mm-hmm. So that was the other part of the question.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what if we threw the party at Thrill's house?
That would be a great idea.
I would kill all of you.
And
then Men's Room Black will be there.
As far as our show is concerned, are you guys getting any big guests on the air for Show 3000? Are they going to have any surprises for you guys? Are you having an in-party studio or somewhere else? That from Terry.
We don't know if there's surprise guests, emphasis on surprise. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we do, we do not know. But, you know, honestly, man, we've been kicking around ideas for what we will do on Show 3000. All right? So we want them to throw us a party because, frankly, it means free booze for us. Yeah. Not going to lie to you. But beyond that, you know, for day of, we just don't know yet. Robin has kicked out actually some quality ideas.
Yeah.
And I say that because none of the rest of us have given it any thought.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think it was yesterday. Hey, what about so-and-so? And I don't want to spoil anything if that's what we do. I was like, I don't know.
Possibly. On the podcast, we just crossed 250. We had caviar and strippers.
Get out of here.
Did you get 250?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
That's awesome. And congratulations on that.
So wait, that's once a week? 250 weeks of doing that then?
Yeah.
Damn, man. Have you figured out how long that is then? How many years?
It's about 5 years.
About 5 years.
Yeah.
Just well, under 5 years. There's 50, Debbie. That's,
all right, okay.
That math, you know, you just do the
good
about.
Point. Good point.
The about,
well, amount. Congratulations on that. Yeah. I hope our celebration is...
that's what I'm saying. I hope we have caviar and strippers as well.
There is that. So people have been very congratulatory on 3,000 shows, and we're not unaware of this, you know, but honestly, the job feels fresh every day because we enjoy doing it, right?
Yeah,
and
totally.
We say, man, 3,000, that's incredible. When we were in Baltimore, the smoke man, a guy named Steve Rouse or whatever it was, I don't know how this is possible. Before we left, was it his 10,000th or 20,000th?
It was a massive number.
Astronomical number.
Ridiculous. We will not be around that long. No, I'm just throwing it out there right now.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Heroes!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Mastakino!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tuesday Drink Desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an HOA from the fine state of Tennessee. That's right, the Homeowners Association. In this case, we know they run places on a strict, strict way. You can do this, you cannot do this, cannot do this. Well, in this particular location, they had a light dusting of snow. A woman who lives there has her own parking spot. She starts her car, her Honda, pulls out of the parking spot, goes to work. When she gets home, there's a $100 fine against her from the HOA. Because, and this is completely out of her control, I have a picture of it, we will post it in a moment. The HOA, because she left a penis shape in the parking spot, I swear to God.
That's just where the snow did.
I understand that. They fined her $100. Because when her car pulled out of her parking space, there's a very vague shape.
That's a
of
stretch,
a penis.
Too.
The HOA charged her $100.
I was drawing penis on cars the last time it snowed.
$200. So we pour this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola! It's going to contest on line for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.